right, y'all. That's New Kids on the Block featuring Neo, or Neo featuring New Kids on the Block, however you want to word it. The joint is called Single, and it's not really a happy place to be. That's really all I have to say. So before the break, we were getting into 9 women who had a bad run at love, and I think I need to throw myself on a list somewhere. What did you think about K. Michelle?
About what she said about her wanting a thug and a roughneck, that thing?
Or just her. So far, she was with Memphis. We all remember that.
Right.
Did you watch Love & Hip Hop?
I've watched it a little bit. It's a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, I love Atlanta. It's my guilty pleasure. No, yeah. So we know that LaToya's husband now was her previous boyfriend.
Okay.
She accused him of domestic violence. They broke up. Then the next celebrity, then you see her date. I think it was like 2 different guys on Love & Hip Hop. Then J.R. Smith, the basketball player, mm-hmm. from the New York Nets. And then Lance Stephenson, which he was supposedly cheating on her. So I think she might have had a bad luck. But K. Michelle seems really sweet. It just seems like she's
direct.
She does.
That's why I'm like, because I didn't know she had all of those back-to-back like mm-hmm. that. She does seem sweet, though. I think it's because of her body shape. I think guys pretty much try to use her.
Mm-hmm.
They may use her, you know.
For that.
Yeah. And then once it's over, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she may fall in love too quick. You know, too quick to.
Yeah. She does seem, she seems like
clingy,
that.
Right? Like
she
once
does.
She gives it to somebody, she like.
Yeah,
because
the new guy, all the pictures, she was all on him.
Yeah, that's what
J.R. Smith, she admitted on Twitter that she was in love and that she did wrong. I would have never done that.
See,
I would have had to send
him
a text message.
Exactly, that's what I was saying.
I would have never put it on Twitter.
And
then he went back off on her.
Probably Berry Cuckoo.
I can see that. I can see K. Michelle going off in a minute.
Yeah, I can see it.
I can see that.
Even though she's sweet.
She is sweet.
I think she's a fat cracker.
Yeah. Well, she tells you that. She goes from 0 to 10, even on the show, even on like Twitter and stuff. I guess she doesn't have any balance.
Could be.
No end, like no median. What do you think about Shay? You remember, you know, Shay from Love & Hip Hop?
Nope.
Bucky.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember her.
So do you know she was on Flavor of Love?
I remember. I think she's the industry. Yeah.
So?
I think she's just trying to make some way, somehow. She has to be relevant in the limelight some way, somehow.
I really did like her. And I think on the Love & Hip Hop thing, I think Scrappy did wrong.
He did.
But
he
I
definitely.
Think he does like any other man after he breaks up with somebody. You just go run.
Yeah.
She's your substitute. She may fall too deep. You still in love with the other girl,
right.
And then you get back
like
with the other girl.
Like a normal thing out
yeah.
there.
But I think Scrappy is clingy. He's too needy. I used to think he was attractive, but he needs too much. It's like having another child.
Some men are like that with their mamas, and that's where it comes from. They look at their girls like, that's your mama.
And you know, if you watch, whenever you watch the show, you see that that's how he was with his mom.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and that's why she...
I don't mind necessarily a mama's boy, but Scrappy just didn't seem like he wanted to grow up.
I don't mind it, but at the same time, I do.
Really?
Because sometimes you just want to have that alone time, you know what I'm saying? Not always my mother, let's go to my mother's house.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, I can't. My dad was like that.
He's still like that?
Mom, like, are you serious? We're over here again.
Right.
And again. And he's still like that. Yes,
really?
He's the youngest.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, so he's spoiled.
He's so clingy to my grandmother. It's sickening.
Mm-hmm.
It is so
My heart goes out to your mom. Cause she gotta deal with it.
Oh, she's not dealing with it.
Okay. Sorry, mama. Sorry, mom. What about Jennifer Aniston? Did you ever? I don't know everybody she's dated, but you know
either.
She went from Brad Pitt. So
they
that movie
for a while, weren't they?
For a long time.
Yeah.
So the movie him and Angelina did. Everybody accused Angelina of taking him from her, but I don't believe no one can be taking it. Don't want to took.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
And then after that, it has been kind of hard for her, but I don't know. I love her hair. That's all I know about her. I just love her hair. She did make the list. This isn't my list, but she did make the list. What about Chili? I think Chili's more important.
Her standards, from when I watched, I don't remember the name of the show, but that show she had.
I think it's What Chili Wants.
Yes, it was. Her standards were so, I was like, are you serious? Even I had to make a face at her. Like, are you serious? All of this? You're not gonna find no man like that, and that's why you don't have one.
I'm not. It's
like, I mean, like, all
we're gonna
of
have
that,
to go over standards. We got to go
all
over
of. Oh my goodness, she I has wish, so many.
I wish she wouldn't have broke up with Usher. I wish she would have gave him a pass and kept it moving.
Yeah,
because they were so cute together.
They were, and he just made mistakes happen.
Yeah,
some of them are worse than others, but a mistake is a mistake.
Yeah,
if you can look over it, look over it. Y'all, I think they could have dealt with it.
I think they could have too, but I think she's real super it. Dismissive. I thought I was dismissive, but Chili is super dismissive.
But she knows what she wants, clearly.
Well, yeah.
So.
Well, she better make him, because I don't know.
Pretty much, she better go to somebody, scientist. That's the only thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because she got a lot of standards.
Yeah, I watched the show a couple of times. I just couldn't get into it. It was just too much for me.
That's because she was too much.
Yeah.
Her standards were too much.
The show was too much. They have Britney Spears on the list. I don't really know what's going on with Britney, so we're just gonna skip over her. And then Kelly Rowland. I don't think Kelly Rowland has a bad luck. I just think she's extremely private.
She is, because I don't know none of her business.
Right.
I know zero of her business.
And even after the Dirty Laundry song.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even know none of that
exactly.
happened.
Exactly. So when I heard it, I was listening to it Monday, and I just was listening to it. And then I listened to it. Actually, listened. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
We're gonna let you pass, Kelly. We're not even gonna put no judgment on you because you're super private. I don't know what to say about you, so we ain't just gonna say nothing at all because, I mean, we don't even know who she's dating right now.
I don't know who she ever dated, honestly. I don't even know the guy who she was singing about on Dirty Laundry.
Right, because the football guy came out and said it was not him.
Did he? I didn't see that.
He tweeted that. He was like, because people were calling him and were asking him if that was him. And he put that out there. And he said that was not him. But I don't know who he was either. We don't even know who she was dating before. I just think she's super private.
And I think that's a good thing.
I think it is a good thing.
I think that's an excellent thing.
Shoot, I got out of something real quick and nobody even knew. I think sometimes that's the best way. I think it hurts the most because you can't.
Express,
talk about it as well. I had some people I could talk to, but I couldn't express it the way I wanted to express it. But I think sometimes that's the EA, because nobody ever knows.
Exactly. It's easier to get over, I think, because you don't have everybody come. Well, how's the?
Yeah.
Do you think y'all can get back? What do you think you can work? Nah, don't ever
hear
that.
Hate that.
I do. I just hate when people are in my business. Like,
we're gonna talk about that too. Being an independent woman, do you allow people in your relationship? And I know D Little is going to tear my phone up on that one because we has this conversation all the time. But yeah, I think we're gonna get into that. We're gonna be right back. We're gonna get into some familiar faces real quick. For those of you that are not listening, that are not from DC, that never experienced it, what you're getting ready to hear now is go-go. So please call me at 240-347-9850. We're getting ready to get into the whole independent spill, and we have to have some comments. We don't want to go for effect. It's not about Stoney. It's not about misunderstood. We want to hear your opinions too, and especially some men. I had a couple of men on Instagram saying that they were at work. So they were going to be chiming in about 3. So we're going to see if they hold to it. All right, y'all. Familiar faces. Only one consider this.